Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Michelle Durham. Here's what's happening. In the ongoing GoFundMe case, the final defendant has admitted to his role in Burlington County Court, but the case is not yet concluded, as we hear from Mount Holly and KYW South Jersey Bureau Chief David Madden.
Mark D'Amico has pleaded guilty to what his defense counsel, Mark Davis, says is his limited role in the affair that ripped off $400,000 all told from thousands of people who thought they were helping homeless veteran Johnny Bobbitt.
We pled guilty to misapplying funds that Mark was holding for Bobbitt. That's what he did.
Restitution to GoFundMe has also been ordered. Bobbitt and co-defendant Kate McClure pleaded earlier to their roles in the scheme.
D'Amico could get up to 5 years in prison, but serve a few months if accepted into a probation program. All that will wait, though, since D'Amico still faces federal charges in the case. And his lawyer expects that there will be a trial on that front, but not before next summer at the earliest. Hundreds of students in the Philadelphia area walked out of their classrooms and homes this morning to attend another protest against climate change. KYW's Paul Kurtz was there.
While the crowd wasn't as large as the first climate strike outside City Hall in September, it was equally passionate. And this time, organizers brought along a list of demands.
We are demanding a ban on all new fossil fuel infrastructure in the city of Philadelphia.
They also demanded what they call right to breathe legislation, a cleanup of asbestos-contaminated schools, and an end to the 10-year property tax abatement.
Unlike the September strike, students were able to avoid penalties from school as long as they had their parents' permission. Philadelphia's Department of Human Services has issued its third annual report card on the community agencies that handle its case management, and it finds steady progress in almost every area. Here's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb with more.
DHS Commissioner Cynthia Figueroa says the report card is more than a check on performance. It's a roadmap for how to improve. She says the vast improvement on this year's report from a majority of the 10 agencies ranking at a 1 out of 5 to most now getting 4 shows it's effective.
What we've seen is their ability to make progress in areas where they were really struggling in the past.
One continuing weakness the report card shows is the agencies continue to be plagued by high staff turnover. Frank Cervone of the Support Center for Child Advocates says that creates problems for children in the system and their families.
Call a worker because you need something quickly and you don't hear back for a week. And then you learn that, oh, that worker's gone. Your call is out there in the Netherlands not being attended to.
Figueroa agrees there's much more to do, but given the chaos that attended the city's shift to outside agencies for social work, the report shows the new system can work. The first ever Jewish New Media Festival opens at the National Museum of American Jewish History this Saturday and Sunday. And KYW's Adas Kuzin has more on what this festival is all about.
The Jewish New Media Festival is presented by the Gershman Philadelphia Film Festival. And Kristen Evans, Executive Managing Director of the Gershman and Philadelphia Jewish Film Festivals, explains it's a weekend event unlike any other.
New media itself is this idea that's bringing together technology and art.
She says the festival is a way of hearing stories and learning about all the different storytelling methods at our disposal today.
And we have the ability now to share stories in a different way. And we've noticed a trend in people using Hulu and Netflix, listening to podcasts to share stories.
She says over 2 days, there'll be panels, workshops, instructional sessions, and which festival goers will get to explore Jewish storytelling in this digital age. You can find ticket information, times, and more on our website, kywnewsradio.com. And of course, the elusive black bear still on the loose today. KYW's Tim Jimenez reports from the state park in Delaware, where it was last seen.
The Delco turned Della Bear made its way into the woods here at Alapocas Run State Park yesterday. Because of that and all the efforts to get the animal, the park trails are closed. The bear got here after going for quite the stroll through several backyards in Wilmington yesterday, while Natural Resources officers and Pennsylvania Game Warden Jerry Check followed. Check says attempts to tranquilize the bear came up short.
When the bear was running through the fences and jumping over decks and stuff, the dart came out. So it didn't look like it much got into the bear. It didn't get too lethargic.
Kept on going into the state park. Chuck says a bear trap was set up, and the hope is that the old donut and chocolate that's inside will attract the animal and end this wild bear chase. That's the All Local. I'm Michelle Durham. Listen live anytime on the radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.